Good morning. Thank you again for joining us. Every time that you do, we appreciate it so much. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. Pastor Ken Keltner, our senior pastor, is with us. And Pastor Ken, we've been talking to Dan and Lynette Yowsey about their salvation. We've covered both of their salvation experiences. They've come to new tribes. Dan, first of all, just to audit a class or two. Mm-hmm. Lynette, you came for the two-year program, and then you guys began to get involved in a kind of little side ministry, a family that took some folks in and had some fellowship, and you guys noticed each other. Pick it up from there, Lynette.
Well, we were a little later in life, so we were ready for that, and now we had the Lord in our life, and we wanted what the Lord had, and it was so neat. He kind of had his list in his head, and I had thoughts in my head, and we realized that the Lord had really been the one that brought us together.
Yeah.
And that I had to move from Nebraska to get here.
That was a big move, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was huge stuff to think about that. In fact, I remember Dan saying that and thinking in his own head that he didn't see anybody that he was real interested here, that he was praying that the Lord would bring someone from out of state. And that's literally what God did.
That is interesting. Yeah.
And how many years now have you been married?
We've been married. It'll be 28 years this year.
Okay. 28 years. Well, congratulations.
I won't ask how many months.
So. Or days.
Good.
But during that time, you guys have become very active here at Brookside for 27 years now and serving as a deacon. But your life has been kind of filled with some challenges, hasn't it? Just recently, Dan, you went through some major health issues. Tell us about that and what you learned about God. And Lynette, you can jump in as well.
2010, I had just recently celebrated my 50th birthday earlier. And on my birthday, I was holding my dad in my arms and saw him take his last breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was 2008. And so in 2010, I wasn't feeling very well. It was February and such, and Lynette was very concerned. I was having a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
Breathing very shallow. And
Not sleeping at night,
yeah. And so we were about ready to take a vacation up at Northland Family Camp.
Sure.
And she said, Dan, why don't you go in? Because there's a lot of activity. Just make sure that you're okay. There's nothing wrong.
Okay.
So he made a doctor's appointment, and he assured me that there really wasn't anything. Maybe asthma after 50 years of living, maybe it was asthma.
Okay.
And so, your doctor says that you kind of feel like that's to go.
Right.
And so we went up north and family camp, and that's where really things started happening. I was pacing the floors early morning, couldn't sleep at all. I could hardly breathe.
Hmm.
I was taking my inhaler,
yeah,
and everything. And so got back home, worked a couple 12-hour shifts, and sat in the living room of our house and told Lynette, I can't keep living like this. We have to go to the hospital.
Right.
Unknown to us, what was happening to me was, medical term is cardiomyopathy.
Hmm.
A virus comes into you and attacked my heart.
Okay.
So a healthy person's heart will receive the blood and then pump out 65% of that.
Okay.
Mine would receive the blood and only pump out 15%.
That would drain you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what had happened was that multiple of issues started coming into calamity of things. I spent the good part of August of that year in the hospital, out a little bit, and I'd have to go back in. I had blood clotting. They took a softball size blood clot out of me.
Wow.
I had a pulmonary emboli burst into my lungs on the way to the hospital. Thought I was a dead man, and I was telling that at the time where to find our life insurance policy, and I really thought I was yeah, going to die.
You were checking out.
Yeah. And so through that calamity of things, I was laying in my bed and maybe at the hospital, and they were trying to discern things. We had such sweet intercessors the Ellises, our son who got married, has been married to their daughter,
right.
Mary, and the Ellises would come up, and they were very influential in the medical realm and
yeah.
really intercede on my behalf where I couldn't with the doctors because mm-hmm. they saw some things that were happening. And
right.
We needed medical intercession, too. We learned an awful lot through all that, but
oh, yeah.
we didn't know everything that was happening to him.
The key here, I guess I'd love to say to the listeners, is hard times happen to Christians. It's not all easy road, and this wasn't the easy road to take. We didn't ask for it. It came
right.
into our life. We didn't do anything to promote it in that aspect by wrong choices. It was just there. It was laid in our laps, and at this time is where where is my faith going to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look back, and I think you had some things. When I first came to Brookside, you were in a car wreck.
Yes.
In my first week here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then it wasn't soon after that, you had the accident with the snowblower, and you were up at Fredert.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you're right, Dan, when you said for the Christian, I mean, we are in accidents. You know, we do have issues with snowblowers or mowers or whatever it might be. And then, boom, the big thing hits where you think, huh.
Well, and we didn't realize even till more so now that we had little children watching us. And they have shared with us how that was very influential to them, especially the health issue in 2010 and how we reacted and how we were responding. And for me, as the wife, the Lord really put in my heart that I could lose my husband here. There was actually four times that he could have possibly died
right.
because of health issues. And the Lord prepared me and made me ready for that. And he had certain people there at the time. One of them was our pastor here at church. And Pastor Brian was such an encouragement to me. And the scripture that he and I always focused on was Psalm 119, verse 68, where it says, God is good and doeth good. And I had to realize that through this time, Dan was the one laying on the bed, but I was the one still full capacity living my life and trying to function the kids' life. And it didn't matter what was going on with Dan. That was a lesson I learned through that even if I lost my husband, I was telling myself, God is good and he does good. Doesn't mean your circumstances around you are always good when you say that verse. We don't focus always that things are good in my life. That's why I'm focusing on that verse.
Right.
We have to focus that God is good and does good always.
And with that, there's one thing that is unexplainable. And when you have a horrific issue like this in life, how a person can have peace going through that.
Yes.
And I had perfect peace through that time that God, no matter what, whether I lived or died, that God was there for me.
Right.
And it wasn't like just because I was over-assured of this in the aspect of self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm talking about, because I have no self-confidence in my flesh. There's nothing good. The Bible talks about the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? And through that time, the peace of God to a believer is unexplainable, where the Holy Spirit comes in. And to have a family of a church family
right.
praying for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had perfect peace, too. And here is Dan laying on the bed dealing with what he had to deal with, and there's me. And we both had that perfect peace. And it's good to surround yourself then around God, his word, and his
Amen.
People. And Pastor Jonathan, our music pastor at the time, his new CD came out, and he gave me a copy of that, and I would drive home from the hospital every night just listening to that, because it's good to surround yourself with good godly music that's scripturally
right.
true and pure. And that's my memory of that is the focus of God.
And these are things that are so important, because many times when difficult times come and bad things happen, Satan says, God would have loved you. He wouldn't let this happen, and tries to push you away from godly music and away from his word.
And away from godly people.
Exactly, which are the exact things that God wants to use to draw you close to his heart.
Amen.
And I would think, too, now with what you've been through, you're very sensitive to other people when they're going through these tough times,
yes.
These difficult times.
You can go back to what you were going through
exactly.
At that time and how you felt and what you desired in your to how to be ministered to. And it's a comfort thing.
So God gives you a platform to take your misery and make it your ministry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And folks that are listening to our broadcast this morning may be experiencing a similar platform, maybe not heart issues, but maybe a personal relationship issue or whatever. And God is wanting to use that as a platform for ministry, for outreach. Like, this is what I learned about God. And so many times I share with people that come to me for counseling, what are you learning about God? What are you learning about others? And what are you learning about yourself? And those three points so many times need to become our focus. Well, what do we learn about God? It's in His Word. And so don't shove it aside, but just bring it close to you and saturate yourself,
yes.
Your mind, your heart with those words. Because now that was Psalm 119.
Verse 68.
And folks, I would encourage you to look that up and just kind of maybe memorize that yourself and go throughout that verse day after day after day. Let God's Word minister to your heart that it will become your stabilizing factor.
So, Dan, how are you feeling now?
I've never recovered 100%. My ejection ratio is what they measure your heart with. And that's what number I was talking about, the 65 and the drop to 15. I'm about a 39 right now, so I don't have to, at this point, worry about any kind of heart transplant or anything like that. But I can get in critical condition real quick if my body heats up too quickly. Mm-hmm. And I'm on medicines and such like that. I'll never be able to do the things that I used to do athletically and
right,
such.
Right.
But through that gentleman, I love the fact that God's Word talks about His mercies are renewed every morning. And for the believer, and I've gone through so much things, that baggage of life, that I just love the fact, and that's the power of the gospel, is that His grace, His mercy.
And the rest of that verse, it says that God is good and doeth good. It then says, teach me your statutes.
Teach me your statutes.
And that's the neat thing about it. You realize that about God, and then you sit and say, teach me, Lord.
We've been talking to Dan and Lynette Yowsey about what God has been teaching them through the hard times. And folks, don't run from your hard times. Mm-hmm. Don't question why, but question what. Lord, what do you want me to learn through this time to become a sweeter Christian and a better testimony? Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.